WTAW again partnering with the Salvation Army, Bryan College Station, for Angel Tree 2021. Captain Timothy Israel with us this morning. Good morning, my friend. Good to see you again.
Good morning. Good to be with you again.
Well, we've just kicked it off now, so where do we stand, first of all, with Angel Tree, at least right now?
Yeah, we still have over 2,000 children that need to be adopted from our Angel Trees, and so we're still desperately in need of the community to come out and adopt those angels, or to go online and adopt those angels and help us to be able to provide Christmas clothes or toys for those children in need.
Well, and it is, again, it's a stunning number because we're talking 1,000 families and, like you say, over 2,000 children. Pretty easy process. They just choose an angel, and then they can shop for the gifts. And, of course, we have a website that they can go to, too, which makes it easier.
Right. If you want to adopt in person, you can go to Post Oak Mall or to any of the Blue Baker locations. Or if you're, you know, a little more tech savvy and want to do it that way, you can hop online at salvationarmybcs.org, and there's a link there to go on and adopt an angel from our website.
Sure. And it's not guesswork. I mean, you know the categories and the things that you're looking for, and you can pick and choose. You can choose more than one, right? You could do more with than one angel.
That's right. Yeah. If you want to adopt a family or a few children, we welcome that and encourage that. And it all helps us to meet that goal of getting all these angels adopted.
Yep. If you want to get together with a couple of coworkers, again, because of the convenience of going online, two or three of you could get together and say, hey, let's go ahead and get like four or five angels off the tree and do that. Then, next step, after you've picked your angel, after you've done your shopping, what do you do?
So then you return them to the Angel Tree at the food court in Post Oak Mall. That's our drop-off location for gifts and just where we begin checking them back in. And then they're taken from there and sorted and prepared for distribution to the families.
Sure. And I know you want to mention Blue Baker because they have really stepped up in this effort.
They have. They've been great. That's added three additional physical Angel Trees for people to go and adopt from. And that's really helping us to meet this record amount of need in our community this year.
And again, we've you and I talked last year. Things, I guess. How's that Army's impact on the community changed? Let's say from a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, we just had a record year of service in this community. Obviously, still feeling the impacts of COVID and creating even more need in our community than ever before. And so we're seeing that in the Angel Tree program, but we've also seen that in our rent utility programs, our food pantry, our clothing assistance, and our youth programs throughout the years. Just record numbers of people in need and looking for that assistance.
A lot of people, of course, know Salvation Army for the Red Kettle. So as always, you probably need volunteers to ring the bell.
We do. There's an opportunity for over 6,000 volunteer hours if we were going to fill every spot. But really, in order to meet our goal, we would need about 3,000 volunteer hours filled. And so right now, we've already got about 1,000 hours, so we're still desperately in need of about 2,000 more volunteer hours filled at those Red Kettle locations.
Right. And what people need to understand is if you don't volunteer, then the Army pays people to actually ring the bell. And that's kind of not what we're trying to do. That's counterproductive.
Right. I mean, we have to cover those spots so that we can bring in as much money as possible, but we'd much prefer to do that with a volunteer. I mean, the spirit of a volunteer is much better, as well as the income raised is much higher when it's a volunteer at those locations. And so that's really critical. And these funds are critical to not just our assistance during Christmas season, but year round.
And, you know, one of the things I always enjoyed doing this, and more so this year because the masks are off pretty much, you get to see more smiling faces. You really get to see the people who you live in the community with, and they're more than happy to donate. And it's great to see folks and be able to smile at them.
Yeah, it really is a great part of the Christmas season and just the spirit of Christmas as it's going on, just to get those moments of interaction. And also, you know, it's so exciting when you see a child get so excited about giving at the Red Kettle and seeing the joy it brings them to know that they're doing something to help out in the community, to help someone in need, and just the pride they take in that.
Yeah, no, you've hit that exactly right. So what's the sign-up process as far as ringing is concerned?
There's also a link available there on our website, salvationarmybcs.org, or you can go to registertoring.com to sign up to ring bells. So either one of those that will take you. You can select a location near your home. We've got over 20 locations across the community, and you can do as many as few as just 1 hour of ringing or up to taking a whole day or multiple days.
Yeah, we've been doing it for decades, actually. It's great fun. So once again, remember, December 13th is the deadline to get your unwrapped toys back. First, go get your angel, then get the unwrapped back. And I guess as far as signing up to ring, you can do that anytime, really, up until the week of Christmas, huh?
Yeah, right up until Christmas Eve, we're out there with the bells and ringing. And so welcome anybody to join us in that. And like I said, even just as little as an hour goes a long way in us help in providing for the needs in this community.
Okay, and the website again?
SalvationArmyBCS.org.
All right, Captain Timothy Israel, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.